there, Wynn. Wynn?
I'm here.
Hello. Good to have you with us today. I think we got your volume up enough.
Are we on the air?
We're live. We're live. It's just you, me, and humanity.
All right. We're being broadcast right now over the Internet.
Over the Internet, over probably a few restreamers, Internet streamers, a couple low-key AM stations. Mm. Nothing major. But
it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah. Boy, you're in a weird, twisted mood lately.
Lately?
Lately. Well, I can't say lately because I haven't heard anything from you in so long. So, how you doing?
Well,
I missed you.
You missed me?
I missed you.
How can you miss you if you don't go away?
How can you miss me?
Yeah.
Easy. You love me. You can't help it. I'm sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And you think I'm sexy. Hey.
So.
You know, we got some great stuff happening. You know, I mean fantastic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We have BBS Talk Radio's going nuts. It's upsetting it's upsetting tons of people, and tons of people just absolutely love it. Of course, we had to put some warning labels up because people are, you know, they got to, you listen to that, if you're not prepared for it, it can hit you. Like,
hey, now, listen, why don't you share with our listeners a little bit about BBS Talk Radio?
No, that's what I was doing, actually.
I mean, like, what are the hours? When does it start?
Oh, it never ends over there. It starts and then just keeps going. Yeah,
so
actually.
Are there shows, or is it just, you know, is it all one?
No, lots of different shows. Tons of them by professional comedians. Great women of groups of women that love to banter with people that have various professions, different walks of life. You've got a
is it controversial?
I would have to say it's beyond controversial. It's profoundly disturbing.
So, give me an example.
I couldn't do that.
Of a particular show, like, and what happens?
No, I love it. Don't get me wrong, folks. Listen, I can sit back, and I promise you, I have since it started. The second week since we started, I was tuning into it every morning, every single morning from about 9 a.m. on up to about 1, 2, 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. And I'll tell you. You can't stop listening. I mean, it's irreverent, absolutely, but it's entertaining and cool stuff. Now, if you can get past a lot of the language and a lot of the usage and
when you say language, do you mean to imply that they're using words?
They use all kinds of four-letter words, five-letter, six-letter, three-letter. I think they've even used a couple one-letter words, but. It's not just the words. It's the way they're used. It's, you know, take Howard Stern and don't give him any limits.
Now you're giving me a feel for this.
Yeah. Now, some of the shows are just downright funny. Funny, boy. You know, Sam and Manu in the mornings, and then you'll run into T.J. McCormick. Now, he's funny. If anybody ever calls me up and tell me he's not funny, I'm going to be shocked, because he's funny.
We got somebody's calling in.
And then, all right, let's put him on the air. Okay, caller, I think you're on the air. You might be on the air.
Hello, Mr. Dunn and Mr. Wynn. This is Sam Hassan, founder of BBS Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Sam.
And I hear you guys are talking about me on the station, so I thought I'd give you a call. and see how you guys are doing. I see Wynn hasn't had a chance to listen yet.
Well, Wynn hasn't even listened to his own programming yet, so he's
very nice.
You know, once he gets beyond that, he'll probably work himself into listening to the Don and Wynn show, and then he might even get to yours. Right, Wynn?
At least
the first couple words were correct.
Yeah. Well, Sam, you're the DBS talk radio is your idea, right?
Pretty much myself and Don. I mean, it wouldn't have been possible without Don at all. But
here's the beauty. Yeah. Sam, you're an incredible man. You've done the extraordinary in an impossible amount of time. So, hey, my hat's off to you. I've never seen somebody do what you've done with that much tact and ability. I mean, you obviously know what the hell you're doing, and that's why I love working with you.
Wonderful,
love it.
Man. And the amazing thing is I did put up a link to Dr. Bill's show from yesterday. I don't know, when did you get a chance to listen to it?
To Dr. Phil?
Dr. Bill.
Oh, Dr.
Fred Bill.
Bill.
Fred Bill.
Dr. Bill. Dr. Bill. Dr. Bill, God. We don't want to mix up Dr. Bill with Dr. Phil, do we?
No. We don't know if it's the same person or not, although I've never seen him in the same room together. So you never know.
Yeah.
But, I put that up there because I called into his show yesterday and I wanted to know why he's trashing us. And there weren't really any good answers. I mean, we talked diplomatically about it, but he didn't really give any answers. And the interesting thing is that now that I listened to the show, of the things they were saying before I called in, they were actually calling us monkeys with microphones. That's how he called us, and I love
monkeys
it.
Monkeys with it. Microphones.
Yeah.
I love it.
Now, I think you should call the whole project that.
It's an honor.
You know, see, what they don't get is the reason Hassan runs and founded this new station is because he's perfect for it. And, folks, you know, he's just going to keep coming at you because he knows that you want to be entertained, too. And that too many people out there are just taking life way too seriously, and we want to give them the other side of it, really an extreme side, because you can get lost in it. Now, granted, it's not anything near what we do on this current stations, but it applies to people that really don't know what internet radio is yet. And they're getting a flavor for internet radio, and they are realizing that there's more and more radio out there. It attracts a whole different type of crowd, and it allows us to bring more and more and more awareness to the entire network in a beautiful way, even though it's difficult to listen to. I mean, it's disturbing.
You have a radio show that's more difficult to listen to than the Don and Wynn show.
Oh, yeah. This is really, you know, I was going to put a label on it. Yeah, I mean, it's almost to the point where you wouldn't want the hearing impaired tuning in. You know?
So,
I mean, you might want to recommend that the blind people tune in, but the hearing impaired would kill you.
Don, I have one important question.
It's rough.
Don, I have an important question.
Yeah.
What does your mother think of all this?
I don't think she would take it.
Your mother loved it. Doug called into the show, I think, on the second day.
Wow. Well, there you go. See?
Now,
my mom can accept humor. She's harsh on language, hard language, especially coming from her boys.
Yes.
That's just the facts. But other people, you know, hey, she'll laugh with you probably.
Yeah. Who is breathing on the line so heavily?
Well,
is that Wynn?
Wynn's got a nasal condition.
Oh.
Am I breathing on the line?
Well, it does interfere a little bit, yeah. It seems to be the overwhelming sound. Yeah, it sounds like somebody on a machine or on a respirator or something. Mm. But the thing is this is that we're not out to be controversial. I mean, we're just out to entertain, and you know, we talk the way we normally talk. And I don't think we've said or done anything. I mean, we talk about bodily functions sometimes. We'll talk about sex, things like that. But I mean, I don't think it's anything that hasn't been
you have
confused done.
More issues in 30 minutes than we've done in 3 years.
That's the point, man. Attention span is very short these days. You know, you got to get as much in as possible as quickly as possible. Well, hey, at least we've got content. We've got something to talk about. You know?
Yeah. Well, I listened to it only because I laughed my head off. I mean, when I listen to you, and then TJ comes on, and then the fella after TJ,
Johnny
Damn. Now that guy, he's so funny. Yeah. I gotta admit that Johnny Damn, the Damage Report, funny.
Yeah,
funny.
Yeah, he is.
He's
I love all the. All our hosts are amazing.
The girls are great. Even Dr. Michelle, she's funny.
Yeah, people love her show, man.
Yeah, she's great. I mean, you got some great shows.
Even Dr. Bill liked the show.
Yeah. Now, Don, are the shows listed on BBS homepage?
No. No, this is, we're keeping it a little bit separate, only because you must understand, I'm of an extreme spiritual flavor. That's me. And a lot of the people I've come to love and you know, work with are of that, you know, to them that's exciting. And so when we added this new dimension onto us, it was like we were building this perfect heaven and we tacked on hell. So, it's, you know, we've got a wider spectrum.
Yeah, I see.
We now have a whole Luciferian station.
Right.
we have monkeys with microphones.
Yeah, there you go. You know, and it's a zoo, and you should have heard the things he says about L.A. and how decadent it is, and the whole world is gone to shit. And I think sometimes just people... you know, like you said, Don, take things a little too seriously, and to equate our shows or our language to school shootings or terrorism or anything that has
true.
To do with the
well, Bill. See, that's why we're doing this, because even the a lot of the personalities on TV go to that. Quite a far extent, like Bill Mayer and others. People have been desensitized to such a point that, you know, to bring good, funny, crazy humor right out of left park at them might just be what'll do them some good. Because they'll always have, you know, a bunch of that programming to choose from.
Right, exactly. And we also have to remember that, you know, each show... even on television networks or on radio syndication, whatever, shows are aimed at specific markets.
Well, we did this for a huge reason, when there's a lot more to it. But you need other programs, other different diverse types of programs throughout your stations, because we're going to be, well, I don't want to go into it. Sam knows, we've discussed it, and we're going to be at large and in your face all over the place.
Yeah, and this station is definitely here to stay. I think BBS Radio
absolutely.
Network in general, we're going to be definitely one of the biggest, if not the biggest, eventually, because I think we're...
In radio, you mean? In radio?
In internet radio, absolutely.
Well, radio.
Oh, radio.
Because internet radio, I would have to say, I don't know of any internet radio network with all its own original production programming that's larger than us. Now, I know many search engine ones that have carry our programming and all sorts of networks and programs, but... is that my phone? Nah, boy. Sorry. But, yeah, I don't know of any that would be our size.
Yeah.
If we're talking about sheer volume of traffic, total listenership, saturation in the engines, the number of companies linking to us and working with us. I would have to say we're, I don't know. It's a new industry again, but we're it as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Now,
and the thing is, I wanted to say that even the current BBS radio listeners that have been listening for a long time, the thing is, it doesn't mean that the sites are mutually exclusive. I know many spiritual people who are into humor as well, and I think even people that that do have a lot of spirituality in their lives are people after all, and they've got different tastes, and they can listen to spirituality and comedy and satire at the same
time. Look, we're all grown-ups, and if people
exactly.
are seeing what's going on in the world today, trust me, they can handle a little comedy.
Yeah, but
okay.
The problem is with ultra-conservatives like Dr. Bell,
yeah.
who feel the inclination to impose their views and
no,
their
you know, see, you don't understand him then. It's a shame.
I guess not.
No, Dr. Bell doesn't judge. He loves to have fun like you.
Yeah.
And trust me, he's a riot. The man understands many points of view. And he certainly understands yours. And he's slapping you on the back for it, probably smiling. That's
yeah.
Dr. Bell.
Yeah, and that's awesome because we want controversy. We want the attention. Yes, I mean, we're out there not to really get a message out, but to provide entertaining radio, something for people to do while they're at
yeah,
the
but he, yeah, you know, but he still thinks you're monkeys.
Yeah, exactly. <They're> monkeys. And I love that, man. That would be a great motto, monkeys with microphones, man.
I mean, because he just thinks you're just farting and burping on stage and people
and
are,
We don't
listen,
do any of that.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, is this the Don and Wynn show?
It was.
It was?
You're right. Okay, I'm going to let you go. No, I.
Oh, no, wait.
No, he's just, you got to know when he's joking you.
Yeah.
Wynn's good at that. He'll throw it at you, and you just won't see
wait,
it coming. You'll actually be.
I just want to make a contribution. I just don't, I mean, Now, is that Sam?
Yes.
Sam. Are you one of the people that are on the talk show? Like, do you have your own show?
Yes, I have my own talk show. It's called The Sam and Manu Show, California Dreaming. It's on every weekday morning from 9 to 11 Pacific time. And definitely on Monday we're going to replace some of the comments that Dr. Bell made and analyze really what is going on, And we love stuff like that,
Now, Sam, let me tell you, the Don and Wynn Show has a special thing we do, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to go along with it. Because what we do is we let people audition to see if they're good enough to be on the BBS radio network. Now,
right.
You obviously don't have to audition because you're on. But why don't we let you take over our show for 3 minutes and make it your show and let people hear what your show sounds like?
It's a great idea, but you know what? First of all, I don't have my co-host with me, so that would be, it wouldn't be...
Oh, I love that idea. That's really good. That is good, actually.
And the thing is, all you have to do is click over to BBS Talk Radio. We've got all the shows archived. We've got shows going on replay around the clock. You can't miss it. You can't miss
it.
Sam,
I'll tell you what. Since you don't have your co-host with you, I would Don be your co-host for a couple of minutes if he wants to be.
It's a she.
Let's make pretend Don is your co-host.
No, Don's not my co-host. Don's my partner.
Don's your partner.
Yeah, and he's my secret lover, too, but we don't tell anybody that.
Yes.
Not anybody that we care about.
But Don is married.
I know, so am I, but, that's beside the point. But
hey,
no,
it's Wynn, a new it's a new world. We're in a new age.
I invite you, Wynn, to check out the site and to all the listeners. I mean, I'm gonna let you guys go so you can talk about some more your own issues there. But I did want to thank you for letting me be on the show.
Well,
Joe.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for
my pleasure. I like your show, Wynn, and we've talked before. You may not remember, but when I was visiting Don about several weeks ago, I came on the show. Remember, and it was just an idea at the time, and that was a day before New Year's Eve. So, yes, and then February 4th, we launched the site. So it really, the last time I talked to you, Wynn, this thing was just an idea.
Pretty incredible.
It's an existing radio station. So
I do remember.
I invite you to take a look.
Sam, you're in Los Angeles, are you not?
Yes, we're in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in a full-on studio. Go down,
yeah.
Run your program, or he can do it, remotely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we have a great studio, and almost all of our hosts come and broadcast from our studio on the 36th floor, downtown L.A., beautiful place, and we do put a lot of emphasis on good content, on good audio quality, and the professionalism that goes with it. So I think we've achieved that, and obviously we're polishing up every day, and we'll get better and better as time goes. But I think as it stands right now, we've got a lot of overwhelming positive response. Dr. Bill notwithstanding, and people like that, but
people like that.
I don't understand all this stuff about Dr. Bell. Could you explain to me a little bit?
You should listen to the show, to his show. But there is a quote from him on your site on BBS Radio, where he calls our content disturbing. He calls it trash. And then on his show, which, as I said, you can find it in the archives on BBS Radio or on the main page of BBS Talk Radio, where I called in and we discussed this and his opinion. And the bottom line is that, we have a lot of, this country's become very religious and very conservative. I don't think this is any news to anyone. So that is the result.
Dr. Bell is religious and conservative?
Well, he's very conservative, I think, according to what I'm hearing. I don't know how.
Don, is that true? Is Dr. Bell a Republican?
What? You know? Is he a Republican?
Yeah, I don't know about his
policy. I don't think he plays with that foolish system anymore. It's a game, and everybody knows it. I mean, I don't buy into any of it. I go for the man, and the only man right now is Ron Paul, or else can kiss my, because they stink.
Yeah, but you know what? Going back to people's points of view, I have a problem with conservatism because they do have a feeling that they need to convert the world, that it's their responsibility. I don't know if you remember Ann Coulter's
she's so crazy. I wouldn't even quote her.
No, but the thing is that she's a renowned Republican conservative, and she said a couple months ago that Jews have to be corrected. In other words, Jews are not complete, they're broken, and we need to fix them.
She's just a monkey with lips.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's really what Ann Coulter is, a monkey with lips.
Yeah.
If anybody thinks differently, talk to me later. Because
she's got a lot of fans, a lot of following, a big following. And
who is Ann Coulter, Don?
Ann Coulter is an ultra-conservative commentator. She's very hot.
She's an author, and you'll see her books promoted all in the bookstores. She's got a prominent following. Yeah, she's really like the Republican spokesperson.
Yeah, she's got long blonde hair. She's beautiful. I would do her in a second.
She is beautiful, no doubt.
Yeah, and
monkey lips.
Exactly, but what she's got between the ears is not very conducive to peace or love or anything like that, And you see that with a lot of conservatives. They just want to impose their way of life, and to that extent, I don't see the difference between Muslim extremists that use violence to convert people to their point of view, except we're a little more civilized here.
Right, but the same thing. We're civilized, but look at how slowly we started going down the tubes, and we didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Like, we're so dumbfounded as a country. It's happening right all around us now.
Uh-huh.
And we still aren't waking up to it. We're so confused.
Yeah. Wynn, what do you think of all this?
I don't think.
Oh, you don't?
No. But, I mean, I'm just wondering about...
No, Ann Coulter, she is pretty.
I never saw Ann Coulter, but I don't pay too much attention to the media.
All you gotta do is Google her.
Sam, I'm kind of in my own little bubble. So, you know, I just stay in my bubble and try to stay out of trouble. And,
well, that's playing it safe, you know, but when you play it... too safe, then you miss out on a lot, I think. You know?
I think you...
But that's your life.
Yeah, that's very true. Because you don't play it safe just by showing up on this planet.
Yeah.
Sam, are you into all the metaphysical, spiritual stuff on...
I really am not. You know, I mean, I got... I studied Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism, for about a year... in not a very religious circumstances, you know, more from an objective, even scientific point of view, just looking at mysticism, and it really changed my life quite a bit, but I'm not...
He did 4 years of voodoo, too.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, that opened me up, and I'm very open to spiritual ideas. I just don't know that I can really listen to shows about this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, but regardless, yes, I'm pretty spiritual, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
well, heart is a measure of spirituality. You're spiritual.
Where did you study Kabbalah? Did you study it on Robertson Boulevard at that place?
No. But actually, they have offices in Israel, and I was in Israel for a year back in '96, and so that's when I did it. In fact, when I came back here, and I saw the center they have on Robertson, I sort of got turned off to the whole thing and I stopped going. In Israel, it had more of a genuine feeling to it, where here it's just too commercialized, you know, with the Madonnas of the world and all that stuff. It's sort of like, you know, I got turned off by it. But at the same time, you know, you don't shoot the messenger, you know. You know, the message is good, you know, and it's positive, and So that's that. But at any rate, folks, I'll let you go. I really am stealing your thunder here. And I just wanted to chime in, let you guys know that I'm listening, and I love Don. And
I love you too, my friend.
Great. And we're going to have some great things. And Wynn, if you ever want to call in, be a guest or something, we'd love to have you on.
Thank you. Hey, that was Sam Hassan, the new station manager and founder, BBSTalkRadio.com.
Mr. Partner does not even know how to pronounce his partner's last name.
Hassan.
It's Hassan. It's not Hassan.
I know, but I barber everybody's name.
Well, don't do that.
Yeah. Wynn does it. I mean, he keeps referring to Dr. Bell. I mean, Bell.
Yeah. All right, folks.
Is it Dr. Bell? Yeah. Isn't that his name?
It is now.
Like Mr. Bill, we have Dr. Bill. All right, well, all the best to you guys.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
Thanks for letting me be on the show.
You betcha.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay.
Okay, another guys, one now,
duh.
For all you listeners, now it's Don and I, and as you know, Don and I, anything is possible. Sometimes I nickname our show Dysfunctional Talk Radio at its best. And do we have anything dysfunctional to share with people tonight, Don?
Always. It's just kind of what we do.
Is your phone ringing?
You know, we do have a caller, though. And they're on the line with us.
Well, we're getting saved tonight with all our callers.
Caller.
Hi, Don, and hi, Wynn.
Welcome. This is Don Nikoloff.
How are you?
I'm doing excellent.
You guys sound like you're having fun.
Is this Don Nikoloff?
Yes, it is.
Nikoloff. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm surprised Don didn't call you Don Michelope.
Don Michelope. Michelob.
Michelob, like the beer, I think.
Yeah. I could use a beer right now.
You're not drinking beer tonight?
No.
So Don, tell us a little bit about yourself, because I don't know you, but Don knows you, obviously.
Well, you know, I went to your page. First of all, I'll tell you about myself in a sec. I guess in a way I will be. Anyway, I don't know if you know Bill Ryan and Kerry Cassidy, but they have been interviewing David Wilcock like crazy lately.
Bill Ryan, is that website?
That's ProjectCamelot.org.
Oh, yeah, Project Camelot. Right, right.
Yeah,
they've been getting...
Sort of the whistleblower's website.
Right.
If you're going to be a whistleblower and you want a little bit of protection, they can give you some publicity and afford you that protection.
Uh-huh.
And they've been dealing with a lot of people from the MK Ultra program, people from the space program, people that have been up to Mars or know about Montauk and the chair and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing a series of interviews with David Wilcock, which I thought you would find interesting. If you,
I'm very aware of that. Are they still interviewing David? I mean, I thought, is it finished or are they still doing it?
Well, I imagine they'll probably come back to him from time to time and get updates. They did an update a few weeks ago in a restaurant of all places where they were talking about some of the information coming out about Mars. And I found it quite intriguing because as a psychic, I've been telling everybody that, you know, I've seen what's going on up there and, you know, in the astral plane, and it's being corroborated by a lot of the information that's coming out. So
now, how do you know Don? You don't have a show on VBS, do you?
Yes, I do. I know Don very well. Don't want to say it on the air how well I know him. Or
I've already been caught now with Sam, and Wynn's all broke up about that, so we'll keep this one hush-hush.
Yeah, we have to keep this, what is it? Is it R-rated, the show?
U-rated.
You, huh?
So Don, are you aware of what happened to me while I was writing the book about David?
No, I'm not, but I could imagine. But sure,
no,
go
you
ahead,
couldn't imagine.
I'm all ears.
No, you couldn't imagine, Don. You couldn't imagine. You know, well, you're a psychic.
Yes.
Give it a try.
Well, I'm sure you underwent quite a bit of probably multi-dimensional harassment from the dark forces.
That's true.
Some things, probably some apparitions and sounds.
Well, that
manifestations,
that's,
let's say.
That's not the major part of it, but we went through things. But actually, have you read the book about David?
No, I haven't. I'm familiar with the story from having heard him speak and having heard the interview.
Okay, well, let me tell you what David does not usually talk about, which is in the book, because I have to say this, because you know, David is channeling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the original attraction I had to writing the book was because of David's channeling. And... You know, of course, if you're aware of Edgar Casey...
Oh, yes.
You know that Casey was channeling something which he called the Source, which he thought was the Christ coming through him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now I'm studying David's channeling, and David's Source is now identifying themselves in a way that they couldn't identify themselves with Casey.
Mm-hmm.
And they describe themselves as a group soul composed of graduates of this realm. Those souls that are beings that have physical existences and had gotten off of the wheel of reincarnation and who team together, and this has been going on for hundreds of thousands of years, they team together in a higher dimension to help planets that were still stuck in this realm. and they go by the name of Ra, but not Ra the sun god. This is Ra the group soul.
Okay.
And they extend through the universe like an amoeba, and they can come into the space when they're called on or they're talked about. And they were describing to David, through David, this dimensional shift and this transition. And, you know, they said David's role this life was to be a public figure explaining the dimensional shift rather than doing past life readings and health readings.
Mm-hmm.
And this group's soul also identified itself as one of those sources that throughout our history has been responsible for religion, spiritual movements. Perhaps Jesus was a member of this group soul.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big source that is communicating to our planet right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, David does not put that as his first foot forward. If you study his website or if you read the book, you'll find their messages. But it's easier for David, and probably, you know, less controversial, in spite of being controversial, but...
Yeah, I have my own thoughts about his material.
You know,
I think he's a fine young man. I think he's got a... I don't know, it seems, I hear the flavor of how he addresses things and so on. Interesting. I mean, he seems like a guy who's trying to do what he can and do it... absolutely with full on heart. He believes it. Do I agree with a lot of it? No. Nope.
Well,
no, I don't.
I'm not even talking about the stuff that David talks about in general. I'm talking about.
Now, do I believe that he may understand a lot of the science behind it? Yeah, I think he does. But translating that in a shifting...
Scott, you're switching off the subject. I'm not talking about what David talks about.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the group soul that David channels. If anyone wants to hear David, go to Project Camelot, and they can hear it. I'm just making a very, very important... I'm not going to be put off course here, Don, because, you know...
Yeah, but
like,
if you're channeling the same entity, and you find that he has so much validity, and you're channeling the same entity, then any entity that tells me that 2012, we're gonna wake up and be walking gods, and that at that period of time, there'll be such an interesting energy shift. It'll be monumental and huge. It's going to involve all sorts of things. I mean, from pole shift to planet X to anything and everything that can enter into the picture. And then there's going to be a massive quantum reality shift. And you're going to be a walking god. Man. God, man. So... Now, are the laws of physicality going to unwind to that degree? And we're going to be...
Hey, Don, that is not what I get from David's readings. Now, I don't know what he's saying consciously.
I do. I've read a lot of them. That's how I interpret it. I could be interpreting it wrong, granted. Hey, absolutely.
Are you talking about his channelings or his talks about things?
I think more of his... I think everything. I mean, I've read a lot. I would have to say I've listened to every video, read every channeling, read through most of the website, knew the website before when it was Divine Cosmos, or... Ascension 2000, right, and read through all that and had it posted years ago. I've read all your stuff and all your material on him and all the Casey material and even some of the New Age and all the raw material. So, yeah.
Well, in the channeled material, what you're saying is not what I believe is being said.
Well, in the channeled material, correct. I find that correct. If you were to specify what I'm talking about, that I think a lot of it you'll find in maybe his videos, what he discusses.
No, I'm talking about
his website.
I am talking about the channeled material, and the reason I wrote the book is because That was my emphasis.
Right, right. Now, David, it could be true, folks. We could be entering a time period where everything comes together.
Mm-hmm.
And the kitchen sink.
Can I interject something?
Who knows?
My take on this, and you know, none of us really have all the answers, but it seems like we're getting more and more of them as time goes on. And if we listen to what each other has to say, we might find a synchronicity. We might find a common thread that instead of us arguing about who's right and who's wrong, maybe we can all arrive at the truth. Because when we get to the truth, there's nothing that the truth has to do to make itself continue being the truth.
Now, do you have another line?
Well said. Well said. Thank you. No, I'm going to ignore it. That was very well said. Thank you.
Don't ignore it. Let's hear who it is.
And
it's a different phone. Yeah.
Oh,
so that probably ups.
The basic point I'm making here
probably.
Is, you know, I can see something from a metaphysical perspective and really just tune into the universe, because I don't really have anybody talking to me. You know, I'm not channeling per se, except I feel I'm in tune with the center of the universe in a sense. And I don't mean that in an egotistical way. In fact, Len Horowitz remarked that when he was a guest on my show, speaking about music and how I intuitively use the perfect circle of sound in some of the compositions that I do. I can't do that when I'm playing what we call secular music with other musicians. You know, the guitar players are going to say, hey, I'm going to pop my strings if I tune them to 528 hertz. So,
you know, the one thing you guys all have in common, all the news and all the information, that something miraculous is around the corner.
Yes.
And whatever that is, I truly do not know. I'll give my opinion because I love to be opinionated. But then I, you know, don't have a lot to back me up because I don't think anybody really knows yet what's going to occur or what is occurring.
Well, I think it's occurring already. I think it hasn't manifested its entirety, you know, like a flower blooming, but there's definitely a bud on the vine, and it's, you know, it's got a stamen, it's got sex organs, it's gonna procreate, it's gonna grow into something quite beautiful, and if we can keep our heads out of buying into the fear and buying into the disinformation.
Yeah, that's the problem. There's a lot of that. You know,
yeah.
A lot of fear, a lot of disinfo, and it's, you know, it's very colorful.
I mean, you hear me talk about that issue on my show. You hear me talk about the things the government is doing. But the reason I talk about it is not to put the fear out there, but to say, hey, wake up. This is what they're doing. This is why they're doing it. And if you buy into why they're doing it, or you buy into it as and without analyzing what they're doing, then you are going to remain asleep, or you're going to remain mind controlled, or brainwashed, whatever term you want to.
John, I have a question.
Sure.
Why do you think we have not had another incident like 9/11?
Well, there's a couple of answers to that question. They have attempted to have some incidents and they've been thwarted. That's the first answer.
How have they been thwarted?
Through the perception and the realization of what they were planning, and letting them know that these events were being planned. We were aware of them being planned.
Mm-hmm.
We'll leave it at that for the moment. I mean, I can be very specific on what some of these events are or were. In fact, they mirrored their intention through activities that they had, these drills that they run in all the cities. There was a very, very simple things going on in how they do their planning, and it has to do with the Leninist twin concept. Well, we have many cities in our country, unbeknownst to us, really, that were intentionally named for this very purpose. New York, New York. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Texas City, Texas. Florida City, Florida. Oregon City, Oregon. Ohio City, Ohio. Michigan City, Michigan. On and on and on.
Now, why were they named that way?
They were named that way because these were intended target points for exactly what they did on 9/11, and exactly what they did at Oklahoma City, and exactly what they did early in January to one of the refineries there.
In other words, when these cities were named 100 years ago, there was already a design in place,
Yes, this is scripted. This is scripted hundreds of years in advance.
Do you think the founders of our country were part of the script?
Some of them were.
Like the people that did the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution?
Some of them were, yes. Not all of them. But there was a heavy Masonic
infiltration. See, I have to agree with all of that. I have to absolutely agree with it. Yeah.
Okay. And there was a heavy Jesuit infiltration. Although the Jesuits are very, very behind the scenes, they're letting everyone else take the blame. They're letting the Zionists, who are working hand-in-hand with the Jesuits, take the blame.
Now, hey Don, do you understand? Now, this is something that that I got started on with the David Wilcock channelings. Not David, but his channelings.
Yes.
And then, you know, David is the group soul that David is channeling calls themselves Ra.
Would I be right in saying this? Can I just interject? Would I be right in saying this? That what David discusses in his channelings are quite different than what the other stuff he puts out. Would you find that to be accurate?
I would say he does not discuss normally his channelings because he feels, and I mean, I shouldn't say what he feels because he's not here, but in my opinion, he feels that
the scientific answer is best.
The scientific is more easy to reach people. In other words, channelings are something which, who knows where, I mean, you know, a common person could say, who knows where they come from? How do you know you can trust it?
Yeah.
And whereas if you say something scientific that can be backed up by science, it's not as controversial.
That's interesting that you say that. Thank you. That it all makes sense then to me now. It would actually fill in some of the shades that I've had.
Yeah. Now, I think David is very well aware of the validity of his channelings, but he makes people be attracted to him, and then they have to find the channelings on his website, which are all there, if they take the time to study them.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, Don, what I have discovered, you see, I'm talking to two Dons, so Don, who's our call-in, one of the things that happened to me is while I'm just, you know, this is a very important thing to share, very important, and while I was writing the book, 2 years into writing the book, something happened, which Don Newsom is very well aware of. It's what ended up me being on the show with him.
We only have 4 minutes.
Okay, is that I had a new girlfriend that spontaneously started channeling a voice that said they were the Elohim, and that I was having miracles, and I was having, you know, newspaper prediction headlines, and I was able to ask every question about what was coming through David to my channel, and I got the same answers. Anyone wants to look at my website on that, go look up conversationswithmygirlfriend.com. And it tells the story, and it has the channelings. And, of course, this has been going on now for 5 years, where I'm talking to what I've come up with. I'm going to just finish this, Don, and then we'll call in the light. What I've come up with is there's two group souls that act as God for this planet. And one of them is who's talking through David Wilcock, which is the Ra group, which is made up of graduates of this realm. And the other is the Elohim, which is the pure energy that has not come into this realm, but can beam into it, but they never had incarnations here. And this is a model that I studied, and I'm fairly certain I got it right. But in any case, anyone wants to look about that, look at conversationswithmygirlfriend.com, and you can read the story of that. In any case, the reason we call in the light at the end is because I've learned these group souls can come into this space energetically. They're not just a voice talking to me or to anyone, but they are an energy outside of time that can beam through time and end up in your space if you want to make a connection.
And yes, I'm familiar with that. And in fact, I tell people, look, I'll refer to God. It's the same group. I'm fairly certain. In fact, I had another intuitive point out to me who in that group was communicating with me,
mm-hmm.
and protecting me and all of that.
Listen, Don, send me your email. Ask me a request, and I'll send you the draft of my new book, which is called Questions and Answers with the Elohim, and you can read some of these questions and the way they're answering them that I've had over the last years that is just mind-blowing, okay?
Okay, great. I'll get you on my show with Don's permission.
Yeah, sure. Get me on the show. And
your permission, too, of course.
Yeah, well, it's my passion to talk about this. I mean, I have an unusual experience. That
minute and a half.
Okay, have three different sources, all pretty well saying exactly the same thing about what's happening on our planet right now and how to cope with it. Three independent sources,
mm-hmm.
and accompanied with miracles and future predictions, and those sources are in my life right now, so I can ask them questions whenever I want and get clarification on things.
Well.
So.
I will email you, and I would also suggest, if you have a chance, listen to my show on the 29th. I'm going to have Michael St. Clair on for 2 hours.
Okay. Well, listen, email me and remind me about your show on the 29th, okay?
Okay.
And thanks for coming in and visiting the Don and Wynn Show.
Well, thank you for letting me.
We're about to close the show, and we close the show with a group prayer. So I'd like to invite you to join us on that. Okay, Don, how much time do we have?
About 30 seconds, but...
Can we go a minute?
You can have an extra minute.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line and everyone who is listening. And right now, we release our negativity, the negative things inside of us, into the higher realms of light to be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe to the center of our galaxy and through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And right now, those of you who are free willing to do this, we join our energies in other dimensions. We join the parts of ourselves that are on the other side of the veil. We create a group energy, and we invite those positive group energies that also exist on the other side of the veil to join with us. Those energies, which I call the Elohim and Ra, and you can call them God or whatever you like, and we surround our planet in this love and light energy that we're creating right now. We radiate it into our spaces. We send it to the people we care about. We send it to our families. And we send it to the future. We send it to the future of the evolution of our planet for the highest good of all concerned. And we thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Don and Wynn Show. We thank Don and Don for both being on. And Don, I send it back to you.
Well, thank you very much. All right, folks. Thank you once again, Don, for being with us.
Thank you, and God bless you both.
God bless.
Be safe, peace, love, and light, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, folks. We'll be right back with the Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Don't go away. That's a heck of a program. It's one of my favorite programs. So, again, stick around. We'll be right back. Thank you.
I love you.